My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Somebody's eating their fiber.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Stupid litter bugs, rotten dirty pigs.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Hit hard, Mike!
Why are they yelling at us, Mike?
Now, get ready. Excuse me. To get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. On the Bering Sea, if you've got the guts for fishing.
What the heck is that?
That there is a grinder. That's where all of our fish heads go off.
Someday, you'll be fishing for guts.
Ruh-roh.
And later, building log homes. Takes a lot of sharp blades.
We have to let it get to speed.
And sharp tools.
Dangerous as all hell.
All you need is a sharp mind to use them.
Don't let me cut myself in half if you feel like you can stop it from happening. Oh, God.
Time now for another Dirty Jobs mailbag. As you might know, we get mail from 180 different countries, and it comes express delivered to me in a variety of different forms. Today's mail, I have no idea where it originated, but I do know it's going to arrive right here. You never know what you're going to find or what you're going to get. Let's see what I can discover in here. Let me see. So many to choose from. Oh, this looks like a good one. Yes. Wow, it's a long one. This comes from Peggy. And it's grief is page after page after page. Dear Mike, it gets very personal through here. Inappropriate there. Last night, my husband and I were watching your show, she writes on page 7, and we couldn't help but notice that you spent approximately 21 minutes inside of a turbine at the Wenatchee Dam trying to get a stubborn nut off of a sticky bolt.
We're going to take all these nuts off.
Oh, yeah. That goes up, right?
Is it coming out, Mike?
Uh-huh. Crap. Am I going the... No, there's no way I'm going the wrong way. Am I going the wrong way, Dwight?
Going the wrong way.
Well, Peggy, here's the deal. If you think 21 minutes of primetime television dedicated to the process of removing a stubborn bolt from a sticky nut or vice versa is captivating, you're absolutely right. That's the secret to our show. You see, we treat the tiniest, most mundane thing as though it's absolutely critical. Life and death stuff. And if you're fascinated by that, surely you're going to be blown away at the prospect of getting some cod sperm out of a fish grinder. How long will that take? About as long as it took you to write this.
When you're fishing on the Bering Sea, aboard the good ship Legacy, you can haul in thousands of pounds of fish on a good day. Of course, the worst part of any fishing trip is cleaning your catch. The second worst part is the incredible stench of the processing room after the carnage has taken place.
Bad one.
The heck is that?
That there is a grinder. That's where all of our fish heads go off.
Well, you want to clean out while we're here?
Well, yeah, we got to do that. I'm going to show you how fast that thing goes. I want to turn it on for you.
Oh, just to instill the proper level of perfunctory fear?
Yeah. Then I also got to get you another tool. You need a knife.
Great.
You're going to have to cut some.
Bring me all the tools you think I'll need.
During processing, heads and guts and fluids and other unused fish parts all go into the grinder and out to sea, except for what's left in the grinder's teeth, which need some serious flossing.
And I'm going to go ahead and turn it on. Don't put your hand in there. You can see how fast that thing's going.
A lot of dead things stuck to it.
Oh, yeah.
A little rotten flesh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to lock it out.
You promise?
I promise. I'll shut it off.
Can you prove?
I'm going to prove it to you. I'm actually going to have you. If you
okay,
want to
you'll bring
me
a key with the tag or something?
Yes.
All right.
Not that I don't trust you. I'll be right back.
Steve's doing something in the engine room to bring me a certain level of comfort that the grinder is completely disabled, tagged, and locked.
before I reach my hands into it to pull out more sticky, rotten, rancid flesh. He's left me alone with you guys.
This.
Okay, I've got it locked out, and here's the key.
All right.
And I'm going to show you that it's not going to come back on. That's the button.
Yeah?
Even if someone was to break that lock somehow and cut it off and turn it on, there's no way that's going to come on because it's in neutral right now.
No way. All right.
No way.
Can I see that key again?
Yes, you can. The key is right here.
That's the key right there?
That's the key.
There's no way
that
grinder can come on.
There's no way.
As long as this key
is in my pocket.
Is in your pocket. I'm going to tell you that if you lose key to girlfriend's apartment, you get no new key.
Well, see, I don't have a girlfriend. I'm married.
Lose key to wife's boudoir.
Yeah.
You get no new key.
No, I get no new key.
See, you've been up for 30 hours. You didn't get the comedy.
Yeah, I've been up a while.
That's okay.
Going on like, what was it? 2 days now.
It wasn't that funny anyway.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get one more tool.
Oh. It just smells so bad.
It is bad.
It makes me want to put this deep into my nose to somehow make the smell go away.
Yeah, bring our bucket.
Oh.
Ooh, that one's. Yeah, that's.
What happened here?
That's grease. Biodegradable food grease.
Food grease?
Yeah. It's edible.
Biodegradable edible grease.
Yes. That won't hurt you.
It tastes like grease.
Yeah.
With a touch of cod sperm.
I'll give you a sample of what you guys do. Reach in here like that. And you can see that it's frozen.
Just terrible. It's just terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nah, it's great. It's terrible.
And then you get cut it out like that.
Ruh-roh.
Just kind of dig in there. See, you loosen it up with your knife, and then you can pick it out. You want to try that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And then we can just set all the guts right here.
Okay.
And then we'll put it in the bucket when we're done. That's why you definitely want that knife, though, so you can cut it up.
Yeah. This is just futile. Does it really make the grinder more efficient?
Yes. Get too much in here and it'll ruin the bearings. Switching this out is not a fun job.
I've done it once. I didn't like it.
No.
It doesn't help that it's frozen.
No, it doesn't.
Are we getting anywhere?
No. No, I don't think we are. That's just, you know, frozen guts.
Yeah.
I guess we could squirt some warm water on him.
Yeah. This might be frozen, too.
It is frozen.
Jeez. I think we're out of luck.
Everything's frozen.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go get a bucket of hot water.
All right, you do that.
Okay.
I'm
going to
see if I can't get these kinks out of my frozen hose.
Okay.
Frozen hose.
Do here, I think, is we're gonna pour this hot water on it.
All right, why don't you hand me the water? And if some gets on Doug's head, that's cool.
So I'll go ahead and unlock that now.
No, you're gonna turn, I'm gonna pour it while it's turning.
Yeah.
You want me to pour it first?
Go ahead, let's do it while it's turning.
All right, this will be exciting. When that starts turning, I'll start pouring.
Then I'm gonna stop, hit it backwards. See how it's loose? That's working. All right, there we go.
It's the cod sperm Olympics. Oh, fancy. For more hot water, it'd be great, but this is better. What kind of gut is that?
That is seaweed.
I was gonna say, there's no way that thing came out of a fish.
This is a job you give to somebody you don't like.
Yeah, this isn't a job, man. This is punishment.
Yeah, let me get down there and help you.
some ripe stuff.
It is, man. It's like the stink gets on you. I feel like it's going to go with me when I leave.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to definitely buy some new clothes when you get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah, that's money right there.
That's good stuff. You don't find that at home.
No, you don't.
It's all for the adventure and the money.
So far, I haven't seen any money. And if this is an adventure...
What are you seeing?
I'm trying so hard not to throw up on you.
It's really bad.
There's plenty of shows on TV about fishing and all the glamour that comes with it, you know? The excitement, all the adventure. But really, this is what it's all about.
This is it. This is the glamour.
Ah, why don't you send that to Mrs. Paul with a little thank you note? That is one clean grinder.
Yeah. All right. Watch your step when you're coming out of here.
I don't remember smelling this bad in a very long time. Yeah. Whoa. By the way, don't run with these things in your hands ever.
Coming up, making log homes depends on one critical factor.
The wood on this truck needs to go into this pile.
Yep.
Getting the logs off the truck.
To work this lever here for left or right, this lever here is for your primary cylinder, this lever here for the extendable.
It's kind of like rocket science.
Okay. Wait, did you get any of that?
I don't remember anything he just told me.
So, if you're in the market for a log cabin, I have some good news. There are many options to choose from. This design is called the Portage, and it's lovely. You should see the inside. Took about 2 months to make. Cost about $100,000. Of course, we're not going to be making a log cabin today, or purchasing one for that matter. However, if all goes as planned, we will make one of these. The railing. Making a log cabin railing is going to be fun and interesting, as will the construction of the spindles, which are right here. We're going to try and make some of those as well. If we have time, we'll make a few of the posts. And, of course, the D-timber that actually constructs the walls. And the D-timber has a double tongue and groove design. We'll get into all that later. And you know what? If the light stays and we're feeling ambitious, we might even make one of these. This is a tie beam, critical part of the cabin's structural integrity. These are trusses, kind of in a decorative design in this case. We'll make some of those too if we can. Who knows? Anything could happen. That's a deer. Probably won't be making that.
Rapid River Rustic Cedar Log Homes produces custom log homes and log home products from their 40-acre site in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. A team of craftsmen and four sawmills supply log homes to all 50 states.
So that's a big pile of northern white cedar. And this is Joe, and this is Ben. And Ben, you kind of run the show?
For the most part, yeah.
So is that true?
Yeah, he runs the show.
Okay, great. Where are we exactly right now in context of the whole operation?
Well, right now we're in the backside of our manufacturing plant where all our inventory is kept, where we load up all our northern white cedar and get ready to process it and debark it through the peeler.
All right, the peeler would be that thing there?
That is it.
And the, what'd you call it? Processing? Deprocessing?
Reprocessing? Yeah, we're going to process all this material to get the bark off it, to prep it for the log homes.
This stuff came from where?
The local area, about a 30-mile radius of this manufacturing plant.
Because it's all about cedar up here, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Joe, is that a softwood, a hardwood?
Softwood.
And softwood is good for this kind of thing?
Yeah. It's decay-free. Cedar is, anyway, decay-free when it comes to the home, bug-free.
Okay, so the wood on this truck needs to go into this pile. The wood in this pile needs to go through that device.
Yep.
And then the wood that goes through that device looks just like this wood and that wood, except it doesn't have any bark on it.
Exactly.
Is this step one?
For the fence making, for all the rails, posts, and spindles around decks and porches, this is phase number one.
Can I go up there?
Yes, you may. Think you can handle it?
No. No, I don't. Ben, you're okay with that?
Go ahead.
All right, Joe, you operate this typically?
Yep.
All right, maybe you can give me the... Do I go this way or on the other side?
On the other side would be best. You do know we got to start it up.
We got to start it up first, obviously.
Yes. Pretty slow there.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Flip the seat over.
Oh, that's handsome.
Oh, yeah. It's a beauty.
This is circa what? Turn of the century?
Yep. You like that, eh?
I like it. You're well worn. What is the name of this machine?
This is a pulp truck.
Okay. And how's she work?
Okay, first of all, you got to set the downriggers down, and you work this lever here for left or right.
That's a downrigger?
Yep.
And what is a downrigger?
Those things right down there.
Oh, those are the things that will keep us from...
from tipping back and forth.
Okay.
After that, let's see now. I run this so much, I don't remember how the levers work.
It'd be a good time to focus, Joe.
Okay, this one here is for the clam. That's the clam is the part that grabs the logs.
That's the big... Okay.
Yep. This lever here is for your primary cylinder, for the main boom, up and down.
Up and down.
Yep.
Okay.
This here is for your secondary boom. That gives you that elbow, you know, so you can set stuff down and pick it up.
Okay.
And this one here is for your swivel. You want to straighten your logs out in a pile.
Right.
This lever here is for the extended boom. The end of the boom will go out like 4.5, 5 feet.
Uh-huh.
If you push it forward, it'll go out. If you pull it back, it'll come in.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this one here.
You can't really be up here, can you, when this happens?
No, you're on your own. You're on your own. Now, right here is your foot pedal for swinging left to right.
Swinging left to right?
Yep.
So if I step on the left here, the whole thing goes this way.
Over, yep.
All right, so are we focused on these logs here or these logs here?
We are taking the post from the back here.
Post from the back, and we're putting them down there in that hole.
Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. This is a fun machine.
It looks like it.
Cool. It's unbelievable, the stuff people let me do. I mean, did you get any of that?
I don't know. And this thing, do you see this thing on the floor? It's just and this? Outriggers?
Hey, don't fire it up yet.
I don't remember anything he just told me.
Take it, he's never done this before.
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Coming up.
Holy crap.
Moving logs with a big old hook.
Crap, wait a minute.
And a boss man breathing down your neck.
We don't got all day here.
Crap.
Here's a crappy job.
Crap.
And later, dangerous debarkers and brutal buzzsaw blades. Enough to keep a guy on his toes.
Are we ready yet?
Yes, Joe, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to make contact.
Very hopeful. All right, now I think you said the first thing was to put these downriggers down. Did that one go down?
You good?
No?
Push it forward. That's to bring it up.
Oh.
There you go. Push that lever forward.
This guy?
That'll be good.
Good?
Okay.
Now I would take the second lever and pull it toward me, I believe.
Pull it towards you.
Holy crap. That's big. Now I'm going to go this way.
You're going to swing her left.
Swing and left.
It should go. Swing her right. I don't like that. I don't like the boom going over me.
No, I wouldn't either.
Slow down. There you go. Okay, your swivel.
My swivel.
And the lever on the right. Then your third lever, raise your primary boom. Oh, that's lower.
That's not too bad. I could get those right there, right?
Yeah, we don't got all day here.
Crap, wait a minute. Third lever would be this guy. Crap, so I
try to make your clam so it's kind of even with the way the post are. It's on the swivel part. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, smooth. Okay, close the clam.
Third one?
First one for the clam.
Crap. Oh, this is...
The other way, your left foot pedal. There you go. Okay, try to clam that up now.
Clamming it up, we go.
Oh, the other way. So we raise her up.
Pushing
primary
forward.
Boom. Second lever.
Oh. I'm going down, aren't I?
You pull it the other way. There you go.
Damn it.
Okay, check your clam and close it.
That's toward me?
Yes.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
You're going to right swing.
Right.
To your right.
I got it. I'm just going
and
easy.
Swivel your posts so they line up with the rest of the wood pile. Oh, don't stop.
Don't stop, right. You want them over here?
Put them right on the ground, right in front.
Right on the ground, all right.
You're going to swivel the other way.
The other way?
Yep. Okay. Now your second lever.
Yep.
Forward. A little crooked, though.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Now, maybe a secondary boom toward me?
Yep, secondary boom. Actually, go forward. There you go. All right, now primary boom. Oh, nice. Open your clam.
Well, at this rate, I should have you out of here by Friday.
Yeah, it'd be time to go home.
You want to do one just to show people what it looks like in the hands of somebody who's not an idiot?
Absolutely.
I like doing this. This with one hand and this with the other. And then you switch. You can do that. It's very difficult. A lot of gears. A lot of, he does make it look easy. You see, Joe's part of the machine. He's not thinking third gear up, second gear back. He's literally, his brain just somehow leaked down into his arms and trickled out toward his fingers. So it's thought guided. About it. Too much. So after the wood is stacked there, it is then magically stacked here. Frank?
Yes.
And Dave?
Dave.
Yeah. Right. And of course we know Joe. And this is the point where another machine comes on and more chaos ensues.
Yeah.
In technical terms, tell me, this is the debarking?
Yes, it is.
Why is it important to take the bark off, Dave?
To free up any rot and expose any rot that we have to take care of for fencing or porch rail system.
What specifically do we think that these logs are going to wind up being?
Most of these are just going to be fencing.
And why? Are they substandard?
They're crooked. Too large on one end, too small on the other end. For porch systems, we're looking for something uniform and straight.
All right. Well, tell me about this machine.
Got the one lever.
More levers.
Raises this shoe.
Uh-huh.
And that adjusts how much you can take off. You just run the bark off, and then if you want to size the post, say it's good enough for a porch system.
Right.
And you'll drop the shoe, and it'll take more of the cambium layer, the second layer off, make more of a uniform post.
That second layer is called a cambium
layer? Yeah, right there.
All right, so this is bark.
That's the bark.
This is cambium.
And that's the cambium. Do a couple safety features first. When you're cleaning the bark out, don't get under that auger like there, because it will break your arm.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's the kind of safety tip I'm interested in.
This one spins the wheels. It does have a forward and reverse. This is that shoe. That's this unit right here. It's hooked up hydraulically.
Uh-huh.
It goes up and down. Raises up and down.
All right. Where's it come out?
Comes out down that end. That's when you hit neutral and stop this lever.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't break the wrists of the guy out there catching it.
I see. So the things that can break so far very easily are arms and wrists.
Yeah. If there's a crooked one, get back over here.
Uh-huh.
So when this was crooked, it'll hit here before it gets you. Believe me, it hurts.
How many times have you taken one of those?
Lots.
All right, cool. Fired up.
Lincoln Logs were invented in 1916 by John L. Wright, son of architect Frank Lloyd Wright. While most people assume the toy's name is connected to Abraham Lincoln, it was chosen because Frank Lloyd Wright's given middle name was Lincoln.
The first step in making a log home is debarking the cut logs. The second and third steps are staying out of the log's way and not letting the machine pull your arm off. The debarking crew peels about 350 logs a day. How much bark dust they inhale has yet to be measured.
It's loud, it's dirty, and it's dangerous as all hell. So far, so good.
New machine and same guys. And when I say new machine, Frank, I mean different.
You know, I'm not sure. I just got done asking Joel that. I can't remember if it's made out of a Model A or a Model T frame, but one or the other.
Okay. What's it do?
Puts a tenon on the end of the post. We call them rails, dowels.
What are those stacked right there?
Those are the spindles.
This is a spindle. Okay. And that was the
thing.
They
run up and down.
Right. So the railings here and the spindles.
Exactly.
All right. And so this machine does this, but it also does the railing?
Yes. Different diameter chucks. 2 inches long, 2-inch diameter.
So all we're doing then is putting these little things on the end?
And trimming them to length.
Are we using the straight ones, the good ones?
The bad ones, the small, crooked ones. Anything in that diameter range. And most of them, pending rot on the ends, if you look here.
Pending rot. Be a great name for a band, wouldn't it?
Of course, we can't make nothing out of that.
No. So then, one at a time, we take these. You push them through this way?
Yep. But that's the small doll. We're set up for the rails.
And this really isn't a machine. This was something that was made.
It was a car frame.
I love it. Is this as loud as the other thing?
No. Gasoline.
All right, let's see how it works.
We just cut that. We give her to Dave and we'll put the dowel on. After they do both ends, they'll write on the dowel what length it is.
Right. This is going to be a rail.
It's going to be a rail.
Just kind of push her in and pull it over.
Center it. Just clamp her down and yep, give her a shove.
The mortise and tenon way of joining things goes back to Stonehenge. Although the cutting methods and machines have changed down through the centuries, it's doubtful Henry Ford ever dreamt that one of his cars would end up covered to what the guys here refer to as a mortise and tenon buzz ring.
The buzz ring. Part car, part blade. Not as noisy as the other thing, but they'll kill you.
Coming up, peeling a pole, shaping a D-log, tonguing and grooving.
What is this called?
Well, it gets very confusing.
That would be the inside. Hell, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know how to ask a smart sounding question at this point. New machine and a new guy. But Dave, right?
Dave, yes.
Everybody here's name is Dave or Joe, it seems.
Dave, Joe, or Frank.
What do you call this thing?
This is a German peeler. This is the machine that we use after the log goes to the debarker, then it goes to the buzz rig. Now it comes here to get smoothened up.
Right.
So that when people run their hands down there,
they don't scream and file a lawsuit.
Yeah, they don't get the
Yeah, those
slivers.
Are the ones we just, mortised and
Tenon.
Tenon. And you're going to smooth the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Well, we are.
It's okay.
This is all about teamwork, Dave.
All right.
The way I work is I watch you do it, mm-hmm. and then I attempt it.
Okay.
Thereby allowing the viewer to make a comparison between your skill level and mine.
Well, there shouldn't be much different. It's a pretty easy machine.
We'll see.
Go ahead and turn it on if you like. Straight up. We have to let it get to speed.
Okay.
Flip
it over and go the other way.
What's that accomplishing?
It just makes it look a little bit more like a banana peel. Started here. It's a little bit easier when you start it in the center on the second try and drag it back. It's a little bit more of the work for you.
Why don't you do that the first way? Grab it in the middle and bring it back.
You can. I just did.
And always think.
Well, it must be good.
This is normally your station where you spend a lot of your time?
No, I'm a carpenter. I'm a craftsman. I make furniture mainly.
So everybody here does everything.
I'm the only one who makes the furniture.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to do it like the way you said, you can start from the middle and pull back.
I think I'll do that.
And you don't have to be ginger or anything. You can just...
Why do they call it a German peeler? Was it made in Germany, or...?
I believe so. The Germans must have got sick of using the draw knife, so they... I did this one. That's nice. Can't ask for no better than that. This log would actually be cut back for a shorter reel because we found some rot. You want to try to peel that out, that little spot?
Pockets of rot are the real enemies of a good quality log. If the rot isn't completely taken out, the log will just continue to decay.
It's a tedious job. You'll think it's lunchtime around 10 o'clock.
I think it's lunchtime. You got that many more to go?
Yeah, as many as you like to do.
I don't want to slow you down. Why don't you go ahead and grab another one? The German peeler. Not sure if it's really German or not, but it is definitely appealing. Saying that that's Joe. Joe's up there in his machine, and he's basically got this laser beam on the ceiling, and it's shining down, and the mill's taking off. This is a wonderful place for some B-roll. B-roll is the part in the show where you see stuff and learn stuff, but I'm not actually in the shot. It's not that I don't want to be in the shot. It's just that I can't hear myself think. So sit back and relax and enjoy some B-roll.
About 700 pieces of timber pass through the mill every day, getting shaped into the D-logs that form the walls of the log homes. After a pass through the tongue and groove machine, the D-logs are ready for the final step of the process.
Well, there's another machine, sort of. And if you listen carefully, I think the sound of silence...
Oh, yeah, it's nice. Man, a little break.
Unbelievable. This is Kim, and this is Shannon.
Yep.
And that's the machine you operate?
Yep.
I guess tool might be a better word.
Yeah.
Can I have a look at it? What's it called?
Draw knife.
Of course. And you're going to take this, and you're going to be doing this.
Oh, yeah.
After all the machines I've seen today, why are you guys out here with this old thing?
Well, I think we're the youngest.
I think you're probably right. And this stage of the game is happening instead of a tool or another machine?
I guess if you want a molded trim, well, you usually have one side to be molded, this side to be around,
mm-hmm.
nice and plain. We usually take a tool, we usually run it down on the side here where the tongue is.
So this is the tongue and groove part of it.
Yeah, this is the tongue and groove part of it.
Another log sits down here, and this is for your side of your house.
What is this called?
We just call it a tool.
Yeah, pretty much just tool.
Somebody says, hand me the tool?
That's what you get.
This is what you want. Okay, good. Well, what were you doing right before I walked up here and interrupted you?
I was just giving it a rustic surface there, kind of give it a little look to it.
Show me, though, what that looks like. Is there a machine that can do this?
I guess we're just one of the companies like to do it the old style.
Is the goal to get all the brown off?
Some people do like the white face and stuff, so we have peeled them white, but then some people like the scattered, nice little
mm-hmm.
kind of two-tone look there. So
on the home itself, then, this will be facing out?
The outside. We do have one people that kind of want it backwards, where this will be the inside, though.
Backward people.
Yeah, I guess a little, but...
What do they think, Shannon?
Inside out, I guess.
So this is to the point where we could move it somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you want to put it?
We could stack it right over there on that pile over there.
Tongue and grooves up.
Yep, tongue and grooves up.
So those tongues and grooves, they all fit together. That would be the inside. We're facing... Hell, I don't know what I'm talking... I don't even know how to ask a smart-sounding question at this point. Give me one of those tools and I'll start doing stuff to this.
Coming up...
Elbow catches?
Peel around those and...
A draw knife is simple. Not deadly.
Oh, so...
One of the last steps of log preparation is giving them that rustic look.
A drawing knife, so it's...
Yeah, it is.
Don't you fall down, man. I got no show without you. No offense, but, you know, you guys come as a team. I want to keep you together.
I'll live.
Tandem forever. You draw it toward you?
Yep.
Did I go too deep?
Oh, no.
Okay. Hey, you cut yourself right in half with this thing if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Oh, yeah, I've done it.
You cut yourself in half?
Yeah, right here.
Crap, you healed back remarkably there, Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a technique, you know, tell me, share it with me. Don't let me cut myself in half if you feel like you can stop it.
Pull back and look for bad spots or processors.
What's a processor?
That's where it's all kind of chewed up and knotted up. We try to take some of that out.
Is that a processor there? Or is that just a knot?
That's just a knot.
You want that out, though, right? The knot?
No, that's all right.
Oh.
They're good elbow catchers, though.
Elbow catches?
Oh, yeah. You get some of those people that like the knot sticking out a little bit for the extra character. Peel around those and...
Elbow catches. Learn something new every day on this gig.
The draw knife crews custom finish about 250 logs a day, giving them the classic rustic look lots of people look for in a log home.
If you guys want to work on that, we'll do this one.
All right.
Yeah, why don't we all grab one and do something? We never do anything together anymore.
Oh, well.
I know. Right. We're all just kind of running around with our heads cut off. Just wake up, grab a coffee, come to work, go back home, grab a beer, go fishing.
Well, there's a certain symmetry to it, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. You got to have some kind of rhythm down. Otherwise, your day just goes down flat.
Kim? Am I done?
Oh, that don't look too bad.
The use of a draw knife to peel and shape timber is a labor and time-intensive way to do things, but it gives every single log a distinctive, handcrafted look that make Rapid River Rustic Homes some of the most popular in the world.
Thinking that looks done. You think you'll ever live in a log house yourself?
Oh, it'd be nice.
Yeah?
But what is it, Johnny Cash there, one piece at a time?
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime.
You're going to throw one of these in the trunk, and...
So you're going to take your house home one timber at a time. Right, if you can get away with that, you deserve it. What's up with those big boys behind you?
The pine?
That's pine? How do you approach it? You get up on top of them?
Oh, no, that'd be all right, too. No, just pick a spot...
And start working.
And start working.
So this would be like a girder inside of a cabin, right? This is your big honking support.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well do these two.
These huge pine timbers are used for rafters, joists, girders, and beams. And because they're not as resistant to rot as cedar, exterior pine timbers are treated with a weather-resistant stain.
I hit him earlier.
Oh, yeah.
The pine snake. Some more goodies you find in the mill yard.
Smash fingers on knots. That wakes you up in the morning.
Always something. Drawing knife. Not noisy. Kind of dirty. Definitely dangerous.
Not all of the cedar that goes through the mill is a good enough quality to make it into a log home. But even the stuff that's crap winds up getting used. Back here is a great example of B-roll. Take it, Troy.
All of the unused wood from the mill is ground up and turned into landscaping mulch. Because of its high acid content and resistance to insects, cedar makes a perfect mulch.
Well, we never got to the deer, but I did learn a lot today. I learned that making log cabins is loud and difficult. And as hard as we worked, what did we get? We got four of these rustic D's. Got a couple of these horizontal rails. Didn't get to the post. Wanted to, didn't make it. Maybe I'll come back another time. Did manage to get to some of these spindles, though. I do enjoy making the spindles. Made two of them. Oh, and I also got all of the bark off of this giant girder. And if you look closely, you can see what may appear to be imperfections and flaws. Think again. They are simply part and parcel of the rustic finish.
Knees and beg, fine. Please, if you have a dirty job or know somebody who does, I'm begging you. Go to discovery.com/dirty job sometime like, oh, I don't know, now, and tell us all about it. I'd be grateful. In fact, I'd give you a big round of applause.
Gets in you, man. Gets way in you.
It's like the loaves and the fishes. It looked like you only had enough but to go around for a very small group, but then suddenly you had more than you thought. Of course, that was a miracle. This is just unfortunate.